Masechet Kilayim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah is going to talk about if somebody has a field of onions and he'd like to plant gourds in that field. What's unique about gourds is that the leaves spread out further beyond the spot that they're actually planted in, and they go into the in-between spot of the row. So this Mishnah is going to talk about how this could be a different situation. Mishnah says, Haitasa dehu zirua betzalim umvakesh lita betocha shirot shel diluim. If a person's field had onions in it, and he wanted to take that onion field and plant within it rows of gourds, what should he do? How should he proceed to make that happen? We're going to have three opinions brought down. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, opinion number one, Rabbi Shmuel says, Oker shete shurot venoteya shura ahat. What he first has to do is, in this full row of onions, he has to now uproot two rows of onions. Each row is approximately 4 amot. So when he clears out these two rows, he has now an 8 amot wide gap. And the amah is bigger than a tefah. Just keep those measurements in mind. An amah, a bigger measurement. He has to have now an 8 amot wide gap between the onion rows that he has currently. Venoteya shura ahat. And then what does he do? He plants one row of gourds, which is 4 amot wide, in the center of this clearing. So now he has in the center of the clearing 4 amot of gourds, and then 2 amot on the sides of that row, on each side of the row, between that and the next part of the onion field. So there's a 2 amot wide gap, as opposed to what we said earlier on, there's a 6 tefah gap in between each row in order to make a separation between different plants. Here, we're going a little stricter, since we're dealing with gourds, which have leaves that go into the next row. You need 2 amot, a much bigger amount than 6 tefahim, in between the gourds and the next part of onion on each side. And you want to keep doing this. The guy wants to keep doing this in his field. He wants to have a field filled with that. Umaniach kamat betzalim b'mkom shtei shurot. He then leaves the standing onions that are next to it, that are in place. He has to have at least 2 rows of it. And then he has to have, he could uproot 2 more shurot. They are ker shetei shurot. Then he can uproot 2 more rows. Again, what is he doing? He's clearing space of 8 amot over there. Venotea shura ahat. And he can plant 1 row of gourds in that spot, in the center of that clearing, and he continue on this with this pattern throughout the entire field. So he can do this continuously. And we'll just go through it. He can have 2 rows of onions. Then to the right of that, a 2 amot gap. Then 1 row of gourds. Then a 2 amot gap. 2 rows of onions. 2 amot gap. A row of gourds, 2 amot gap, and then 2 rows of onions. So he continues with this pattern throughout the entire field. And at this point, there were two humrot taken upon. Like we said, there's a 2 amah gap between the onions and the gourds because of the leaf problem, number one. And then secondly, there has to be 12 amot between each row of gourds, which are the 2 rows of gap, the 2 gap in between the onions and the gourds, then the onions themselves, which are another 8, 2 rows of onions, and then 2 amot again on the other sides of the onion before you get to the next set of gourds. So you have to have 12 amah spread between each row of gourds, and that's just to make sure that you're maintaining their status as individual rows within a bigger field of onions. That's what you're doing over here by having such a gap between these different rows of gourds. And that's the opinion of Rabbi Ishmael. Second opinion in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Oker sheteshurot venoteya sheteshurot. You can uproot 2 rows of onions, and then in that spot you could plant 2 rows of gourds in their place, and you could fill up the amot that you cleared, and you do not have to leave a 2 amah gap between the gourds and the onions, according to Rabbi Akiva. But even within this opinion of Rabbi Akiva, you still need to have the 6 tefah gap between vegetables, or else you'd have a problem of kilayim. So he doesn't need these 2 amot, but he still would say that you do need to have 6 tefahim between the gourds and the onions. And Rabbi Akiva continues, Umaniach kamat betzalim b'mkom shtei shurot, and then you can leave the standing onions that are in the place fit for 2 rows, you leave over this next 8 amot of onions, ve'oker shtei shurot, and you can uproot the next 2 rows of onions, ve'noteya shtei shurot, and you plant 2 rows of gourds in their stead, in their place. So basically, according to Rabbi Akiva over here, you could continue this pattern throughout the field. There's no need for the 2 amah gap between the gourds and the onions. You just need 6 tefachim. And as long as you have 2 rows separate between the between the onions and the gourds, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no problem of kilayim, because it looks like half a field, half a field. Even if they are 2 rows, but as long as they're spaced between 8 amot, it's considered to still be rows as opposed to making their own field, because only when you have a field do you have an issue of kilayim. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Opinion number 3, which is Hachamim. Hachamim omrim, im en ben shura l'chaverta shetem esra ama. If there are less than 12 amot of space between each row of gourds, lo yekayem et hazera shel bintayim, not allowed to keep the onions in between them. Basically, what Hachamim are saying is that you need to have, they agree with the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael, that you need a gap of 12 amot in between each row of gourds. They say that you have to have that. They don't agree with Rabbi Akiva that you need just 8. They would say you need a 12 amah gap. Where they do disagree with Rabbi Yishmael is Rabbi Yishmael says you also do need a 2 amah gap in between the individual rows of gourds and onions in between each spot. They don't have that problem. They just want to make sure that the gourds are spaced farther apart with onions in between them, but the spot between gourds has to be at least 12 amot. If they're not, you're not allowed to keep the onions that are between them. That becomes a halachic issue of planting in a field too many items together. But Hachamim would agree, of course, that you do need a 6 tefach gap in between the gourds and the onions, regardless of the 12 amot in between the 2 spots of gourds. They would definitely agree to that. So to sum it up, very, very, just to bring it all together, a lot of moving pieces over here. According to the Bishmael, you need 12 amot in between each type of onion or each type of gourd, a gap between them in order so they're not too close and look like one field. And he also says you need 2 amot in between the gourds and the onions that are next to each other. According to Rabbi Akiva says, no, you don't need 12 in between the onions and the onions or the gourds and the gourds. You need just 8. Just 8 in between them. And you don't need, according to him, the 2 amot gap between the vegetables and the onions. You just need 6 tefahim in between them. So he's the most lenient. And then you have the combination opinion, which is Hachamim. Hachamim would say, you do need a 12 amot space in between the onions or the gourds or the gourds. Of course, that space can be filled with other things. It doesn't have to be an empty field over there. That applies to the entire Mishnah. You have to have 12 amot in between each spot where they're planted. In that mid spot, you have to have, you could have onions, but you don't need the 2 amot gap in between the onions and the gourds. It's okay, it's sufficient enough if it's just at least 6 tefachim, according to Hachamim.